If you want him, go and find him. Don't stand there bellowing.
I haven't got time. Mom's leaving. Dad!
Jeff, what are you doing?
I'm trying to get him down here. Dad!
What the commotion about?
Oh, ask Mr. Foghorn.
Just a second.
Just a second for what?
Oh, Dad, Mom's going to the market and you gotta go.
She doesn't need me.
Well, I know she doesn't, but I do. I mean, I'm going too and you gotta go with me.
You're not making a lot of sense.
Okay, okay. Well, Dad, there's something downtown that I want you to see.
At the market?
No, not the market. It's Foss's hardware store. It's in the right in the window.
Yeah, we don't need any more tools.
Dad, it's not a tool. It's a racing car. Come on, come on.
Look, you know how your mother feels about anything connected with racing.
Oh, but just a second. Dad, come on, come on. You'll flip when you see it.
You flipped already.
Galleries. My husband books in hardware stores.
Well, you should see those carts, Mom. They really go.
Well, they look dangerous to me.
Well, how can they be dangerous? You're not allowed to drive them on the street. You know, Mr. Foster runs a hardware store. He lets us use his parking lot after he closes. You know, the guys are down there on evenings and on weekends, too. Mr. Foss helped us start our car club. He's trying to get some of the dads interested. You know, he may even build a track. Boy, he sure is a neat guy, that Mr. Foss. You know, he sells racing carts, too, of course.
I'm against it.
Oh, Mom!
How much do they cost, Jeff?
Well, Smitty's dad paid over $100 for
this. I'm against it.
Dad!
Oh, Jeff, forget about the whole thing, huh?
Mom, these carts have got real motors. I mean, they go. I'm not expecting you guys to buy me one or anything like that.
Well, what are you expecting?
Well, I got a few irons in the fire.
Like what?
Well, I could sell my bike if you'd let me.
Oh, Jeff.
Well, Dad, I never use it anymore. I mean,
I'm against it.
Oh, Mom, you've never even seen these things before. They're so simple to drive. And, I mean, Merritt could drive one.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Well, Angie did. She drove Smitty's.
Well, she would.
If you want to know, Angie is very interested in racing carts.
Are you sure she's not interested in Smitty?
She's interested in his cart.
It's unfair competition, that's what it is. You see, Foss was planning to build a track for these things?
Yeah, you know.
Are you encouraging him?
Honey, I'm just inquiring.
Yeah, you know, he'd do it right in his parking lot. He'd use hay bales and rubber pylons, you know?
Well, I think that's very generous of him.
He sure is.
Supper's ready.
Guy.
Supper's ready. Thank you, dear.
Oh, boy, I'm starving.
Hey, I got a great idea. It's still early. What do you say we run down to Foss's hardware store after supper and see if some of the guys are there with their carts? You know, just watch them. Well, just watch them, Mom.
Hey, come to think of it, as a matter of fact, I have to get down later and pick up a few things at the drugstore. Well, I do.
Bologna?
Him go.
have me caught?
I'll be darned.
It's great, huh, Dad?
I never had anything like that when I was a kid.
Now, when you were a kid, they didn't have automobiles. Hey, Smitty!
Oh, hi, Jeff.
Hi, Dr. Stone.
Smitty?
Hey, who's driving your cart?
It's Angie.
Angie, see, I told you, Dad. Hey, your mom knows she's down here?
Sure, Dad drove us down. He's picking us up in a few minutes.
That's a great little machine you have there, Smitty.
She goes pretty good.
Yeah, I'll say.
Hi, Dad.
Hey,
hi,
nice
Dad.
Going, Angie.
Hi, Angie.
Gee, Smitty, it's wonderful. It's just like flying.
Hey, you know, I'm thinking of getting one myself.
You are?
Yeah. Oh, I'm thinking of it, aren't I, Dad? Dad's thinking of it, too.
I am.
You know, if I get one, you can drive it anytime you like. Hey, Dad, you want to try it? It's okay, isn't it, Smitty?
No.
Oh, come on, Dad. Oh, come on, Dad.
Go ahead, try it.
Come on, you guys drive. Hey, you, come on, you can fit in it.
Come on,
Dad. Just get in. Come on.
Come on, try it.
Okay, now that's the gas and that's the brake. Ready? Okay, go.
Stay with it, Dad. Don't let it throw you.
I knew if we could just get him in it. I think we got him sold.
Hey, Dad, right here. Dad! Dad, not all night.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, hi. My goodness, you were gone a long time. Did you get my lotion?
Did you get my Emily boys?
Well, as a matter of fact, we didn't quite make it to the drugstore.
Yeah, Dad got interested in the cart.
I had a feeling.
Well, he was even driving Smitty's.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, Alex.
Well, you know, it was the boys and sisters.
Of course. They twisted your arm.
Hey, Dad, I got a great idea.
Yeah?
I bet we could build one.
Oh, forget the we.
Hey, the power mower, that's got a motor. All it does is make you mad anyway.
What about the lawn?
Well, I'll mow it with the hand mower. You said yourself it's easier. Uh-huh. Easier than getting that mower started.
Well, it might be a possibility.
Well, you were going to get rid of it anyway. Hey, all we need then is a frame and some wheels.
There's an old cart out in the garage. We can make a frame out of that.
Yeah, I could knock that apart. Dad, you're a genius. Now all we need is some wheels.
Oh, I remember where there's a set of...
Excuse me, I hate to interrupt this rosy dream, but... Don't you have a lot of homework?
Oh, Mom.
Yeah, better go do it, Jeff. We'll talk about this another time.
Just when Dad was going good.
Well, darling, you know how boys are. They get ideas like this, and when they get them...
I know. They don't need encouraging.
I remember when I was a boy, Jeff's age, maybe younger... A pal and I set out to build a glider.
One that would really fly?
Well, that was the idea. Of course, we never really got it off the ground. Well, we never even got so far as trying. I guess we knew we never would, really. But that wasn't what mattered. It was the fun and excitement of building it. You know, we worked on it for weeks. And while we were at it, we soared thousands of miles in our imagination. Well, boys live in a wonderful world of their own.
And men.
It's an experience every boy should have, and no girl would ever understand. The achievement of planning and carrying through something completely on your own, with no help from anyone.
Well, you were planning to help Jeff.
Oh, honey, I haven't got time to get mixed up in that sort of thing.
That's never stopped you before.
Hello. Oh. Five 5:30 in the morning.
Alex, what is that?
You mean who is that?
All right, who is that?
Who else?
you're doing?
Want to wake the whole neighborhood?
Well, I closed the door, Dad, so...
Do you realize what time it is? What are you up to here, anyway?
I'm trying to get this stupid cot apart.
Well, this is no time to be doing it. Now, come on, inside. Upstairs. Besides, you'll never get this thing apart with a hacksaw, anyway.
Well, how then?
Well, you need a cold chisel.
Well, what do you mean?
You knock the heads off the rivets. Give me the chisel, I'll show you. and a hammer, too. What? Now, see. All right, Jeff, do as I told you. Put those away. Come on. Can you beat it? 5:30 in the morning and he's down here working on that.
I think it's hopeless.
Well, I don't think it's hopeless at all, do you, Smitty?
No, it's... Oh, no. No, it's great, Jeff. It's coming along fine.
It's a piece of junk. Just look at mine and... look at yours.
Well, for a homemade job, it's
homemade, all right. Look at it.
Well, all right. It's not always the best-looking cars that go the fastest.
Well, it's not the worst looking ones either.
Oh, hi, Dr.
Hi, Angie.
Hi, Dr. Stone.
Well, you're coming along there, Jeff. Coming along very nicely.
Well, it's a hunk of junk.
Jeff, after all the work you put in on it.
Oh, Mom, I haven't got the tools and I haven't got the stuff.
Jeff, maybe one or two little things, but considering you build it all by yourself.
Dad, I was trying to copy from Smitty's, but his is all welded. Well, look at that darn thing. Oh, it's hopeless.
Well, I think it's fine. Even if it doesn't win the race, I think you deserve all... I'm sorry, Jeff.
It's okay. Hunk of junk anyway. You want my helmet? I won't be needing it. No, go ahead, take it. It's a present.
Jeff, old man. We're not throwing in the sponge yet. Smitty, you better tune up that Duesenberg of yours. We're going to give you a run for your money.
Dad!
Yeah, you and I and Angie will form a team.
Well, how about that?
Sweet life. Couldn't be safer.
Yeah, but is it safe?
Let's take my professional reputation.
As a doctor or a mechanic?
Boy, isn't this neat?
Honey, it's beautiful, honey. I've been so low to the ground.
Well, there's a low center of gravity, so it'll corner her.
Really?
Just like a sports car.
You can't sit in a thing like that.
Oh, sure you can. Okay, Mom, why don't you try it? Come on. Well, I can't prove to you. You can sit in it. Come on, come on.
All right.
Why don't
you put your hands
right in here, Mom.
Hey,
right
there. There's plenty of room.
Yeah, sure. You stand right against. Right on the street. Okay, ready? 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 Okay.
Oh! Oh! There.
See? Isn't that neat?
Yeah, it's okay. That's nice. Does this thing have a starter?
Oh, I'm the starter. It's simple, actually. It's just like the lawnmower.
You never found that simple.
Well, you know, it takes a few tries to get it going.
For you, Dad.
My brother just came in, and we have to leave.
Come on.
I don't know about tonight. Well, Scotty said he would call me if he got his car fixed.
Come on. The race starts in 10 minutes.
Well, I don't know about tonight. Janice didn't even say whether...
Knock it off, will you? Well,
what's holding you up? The race will be over before you get there.
I can't get her off the phone.
Are you coming with us or not?
Just a second. Well, why don't you have Janice call me later?
Hey, Dad, have you got everything?
Everything. Everything. The carts in the back of the station wagon, the tools, the gasoline, your mother, everything except...
Well, I don't know what time I'll be home.
Come on.
Jeff!
Let's go.
Jeff, put me down.
I'm not going to put you down until we get in the car. Right?
Right.
Howdy, do, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to introduce myself, if I may. For the few of you who don't know me, my name is Foss, and I'm not going to take a lot of time here. I know you're here to see this great annual event. So have a good time, and I'll see you later. The race will get underway soon.
Okay, Dad, they're lining up. Better let me now.
Well, let's make sure she's warmed up.
Yeah, but Dad, they're lining up.
Well, there's plenty of time. Don't get nervous, Jeff.
Get a horse.
Once around the track, just to make sure. Up now, Jeff. Good luck.
Attention, drivers, take your positions, please. Drivers, take your positions, please.
Alex, are you sure it's safe?
Oh, it's all noise, very little horsepower.
Why do boys want to do these things? Oh, he's waving. Oh,
Mother, don't kid yourself. He's waving at Angie.
Good luck! Don't forget!
That's why boys want to do these things.
Waving.
Angie gave it to him. It's supposed to be for good luck. Be knight of old wearing his lady's favor.
Well, lucky if be knight doesn't fall off your steed.
It's a start!
Errol? Come on, Jeff!
Be careful! Oh, the way he takes those corners!
Start fooling around with that scarf.
But why didn't you take it off?
Well, I couldn't.
Oh, it was my fault. I gave it to him for luck. How about a rabbit's foot next time?
I'm sorry, Dad. After all your work.
Oh, it's all right, Jeff. No damage done.
Well, you're not hurting. The cart's all right, Jeff. There'll be other days. And other races.
Well, it's a tough break, Jeff, but maybe this accident taught you something.
What do you mean? I was doing all right till that hay got in the road.
Well, it wasn't the fault of the hay. You weren't looking where you were going. You were pointing to the grandstand, wearing Angie's scarf.
Guess I got carried away.
Well, anyway, you learned something. You've grown up a little.
Pay any attention, please. All the fathers line up for the father's race.
Hey, the father's race.
Please,
now you're going to see something. Donna, give me your scarf. Your scarf, honey.
Has been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.